We hear the Word of God today recorded in the book of Psalms, chapter 105, the initial verses. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. O seed of Abraham, His servant, you children of Jacob, His chosen ones. Let's think back to early childhood, to a time when you're 3 years old, 4 years old, and your mom says to you, "Say thank you." She's doing that in reference to a person who just gave you something. Then you're a bit older, a year or two later, a similar situation happens, and this time mom tries to prompt you to come up with the right response yourself. And maybe it sounds like this. What do you say to Grandma? Gratitude. Thankfulness. It's definitely a learned response. And by that I mean it's sincere. We're saying thank you because we are truly thankful. And it's not just a courtesy, something that we say reflexively. No, gratitude is to be, first of all, an attitude in your heart. Thanking people, I believe, is somewhat easier than giving thanks to God. One reason is the fact that with a human-to-human gift, there is a visual exchange. Sometimes it's instant. We can see that gift coming to us from this person. And sometimes the timing is just right. It's something we've always wanted. Or they gave us exactly what we needed at that point. And so our appreciation for that gift is heartfelt, instantly. And we say thank you to the giver without anyone prompting us to do that. Giving thanks to God, however, can be a challenge for several reasons. At the top of the list would be the struggle we have with our sinful nature, which is always self-centered and ungrateful. Add to that a problem in which we don't have the visual exchange between us and God. We don't see Him giving us what we have. With so many of our daily blessings, God is working behind the scenes. He uses our parents or some institution like the government to give us what we have. And then the day comes when He uses us. I'm looking ahead to your adult years when you're working a job to earn your own money and pay your own bills, to a day when you buy your own food and cook your own meals, you have a house and you do what it takes to maintain it. Well, this daily routine of supporting yourself tends to make you see yourself as your own provider. Consequently, we forget to thank God when we don't see His hand at work. We also forget to thank God when we're caught up in our issues, our problems, and things don't seem to be going our way. We need a text like this, Psalm 105, to show us not only what it is going to take to be truly thankful, but especially to grow our gratitude to God from the heart. And that, dear Christian friends, is always a result of the gospel at work, giving you and me a greater realization of the great value of the greatest blessings that we have from Him. Just think, is it difficult really for God to put food on our table or to protect us as we travel home or to heal the injured body? He can do any of those things, all of those things, even with a miracle if He so chooses. By a mere act of His will, it does not cost Him anything to be your provider, protector, or healer. Saving us from our sins, however, setting us free from the prison of death and hell, that would cost God dearly. You know the price. He would give up His only begotten Son, sending Jesus into our place and punishing Him instead of us. And the Lord Himself, Christ, would set aside His rights, His glory, so as to endure all the Father's wrath on that cross and experience what hell is like, down to the very last drop of God's wrath in the cup that He drank. Jesus gave up His life as the payment. Talk about generosity. Isn't that it right there? The most expensive, most valuable gift ever, paid for by Christ, given freely by your Heavenly Father, even into your heart, when He also gave you the faith to believe it, to have it. During this time of thanksgiving, and well beyond, use the gospel to help you remember to thank God. Tie your thankfulness to the cross of Christ so that your faith can do the talking, with plenty of outlets to express real gratitude from the heart. The psalm mentions a few things. We can speak our thanks in prayers, privately and together. We can sing our thanks in hymns, here and in other worship services. We can show thankfulness to God in actions, living our lives in such a way that we show loyalty and devotion to Him. Well, every day, not just Thursday, November 28th, every day has such opportunities. May God bring to pass these things, these expressions of thanks in us, through us, to His glory, especially the glory of His grace in Christ Jesus. Amen. And now we sing such a song and hymn of thanks using hymn 568. We'll sing the first and last stanzas 1 and 3, hymn 568.